I'm Summer.
It's Haley.
And this is
Work-Life Woo. Wife.
I'm Austin's wife, Summer.
I'm Nick's wife, Haley.
And together, we're the sweep, cook, clean.
We're the, we got wifed up.
No, what's happening? Okay. We're the caretakers of the home.
I'd read. Okay. We joke. We make laughs, but
I make laughy.
I make goofies. I make a silly. Whee! But we are so excited today because you all are going to get to hear us commentate on the episode that the boys did.
Yeah. So you can hear all of our live reactions as we're listening to the episode.
Yeah. I listened to it prior to this episode and Summer didn't. So I got to get her initial reactions and kind of like preface things. But yeah, we hope that this is fun for you all to kind of like hear our take on it all.
Yes. Work life. Woo.
Also, you'll hear the now trademarked name of you guys, of our listeners.
Oh, yes. We won't spoil it.
Yeah. But yeah, are you excited? What are you excited most for them to hear?
I guess just their personalities and, you know, be able to get
an idea. I guess they've already heard it with the, if you haven't listened to the previous episode.
Oh yeah. Go listen.
Go listen to that first.
Or just listen to this one.
Or just listen to this one. That's fine. We're in this one, so we get it. But, yeah, you definitely will hear their personalities come out.
Yes. Well, enjoy.
Enjoy. We'll talk to you guys throughout and afterwards.
Bye-bye.
And bye-bye.
Or here goes nothing.
Here it goes. Here we go. Here I go. Here I go.
Happened on November 1st, which we've all really been looking for. We've all been looking forward to that. The new moon in Scorpio will bring prosperity and you're really in tune with the moons.
Yeah. Oh, this part.
I usually celebrate all of the new moons. The old, those are decent movies.
Agreed.
Yeah, they were,
they really are.
They were cool. The guy, which guy do you think was hotter? Jacob.
Which one were you?
Jacob.
That was
the Jacob.
I'm Edward.
I didn't think Edward was cute until I was older. Because now he's like all mysterious.
I always wanted to be more of a werewolf. He seemed like he probably didn't need as much on the screen.
So, yeah.
Oh,
Team Edward.
Yeah, so the boys are talking about Twilight and which team they're on.
Because we teed them up for a new moon.
Yeah.
Because like their episode comes out on the 6th. There's a new moon in Scorpio on the 1st. And not for some reason, but their brain goes straight to Twilight when we say new moon.
Yeah. But fun fact, you know what clicked in my head when Nick said that?
What?
I haven't read the Twilight books. I only watch the movies.
Really?
So I think I should do that.
Maybe. It would be a quick read.
Yeah. And like enjoyable.
Yeah. Okay. We'll add that to the book club.
I know. Jeez.
Okay. And your husband said what? Team Jacob too?
He said team. Oh, yeah. Because he relates to Edward too much because of
the pale skin.
The need of sunscreen.
Okay. So this next part, just wait. Your husband really gets it.
So funny whenever Nick was saying I texted you, you know, you don't read my text, it just flashed me back to when in our group message Austin said, or no, it wasn't in our group message, it was directly to Nick, and Austin said on Friday night we're doing karaoke, and Nick texted back all caps what, and then sent another text not all caps what.
And having a moment, like Nick flipped out. He was in perfect example of our four relationship because I did not tell Nick that on purpose, but it was kind of like perfect that he didn't know and that Austin was the one to get to tell him, because you tell Austin things, I think, more promptly than I tell Nick. Yeah. I don't know.
Because, so. Well, I just force Austin, which that's not good. I just force him to go into all situations. But
I mean, for better, for worse, but it's usually for good.
Yeah, but it cracked me up because Austin was sitting in the other room and he was like, honey, you gotta come read this. And whenever I read it exactly as Nick would say it, which, what?
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 Pure panic. Yes. Oh my gosh. Yep. Anyways. And we went and we did karaoke and Nick did not sing.
He did FaceTime his sister though.
Yeah, of course. Important things to do at a party. So what were we even talking about? Oh, Nick sent in. Yeah, so he's getting confused because he sent in a picture of the full moon.
Mm.
And he's like now thinking it's like a new moon. I'm like, bro, no.
Oh.
Get it right.
Okay. Know your moons.
You know your lunars. Okay, here we go.
Old lame moon is out. It is rocketing out of the gravitational field of the Earth. It should be, once it's replaced with a new moon, the old moon should continue its trajectory until it burns up into the sun.
Yeah.
I think they said it would take 2 or 3 weeks for it to travel that far.
Yeah.
Okay, so as Austin's giving us the moon spiel, mm-hmm. I look at Nick when I'm listening to this, and I'm like, is this for real? And Nick goes, the hell, Haley, no, it's not for real.
He sounds so serious.
I was like, is he reading from something? Like, is he reading off of his phone? I'm like, is this how it works? Okay, it gets better.
There's also speculation that there are alien bases on the dark side of the moon. Yeah. But again, why can't we see the other side of the moon? It's not going to matter because the new moon is going to be replacing that one. Mm. So... Is it not the same moon? No.
So for reference, I totally hear Austin's thought process, which is new moon means it's brand new. So our moon just self-destructs.
Yes. That's exactly what he's saying. And I genuinely was like, for a minute, I'm like, is that what happened? Okay. So we gave them, again, reminder. The prompt was talk about the new moon in Scorpio. And these boys have still not even touched on the fact of Scorpio is like anything about Scorpio, which Austin's married to a Scorpio.
Yeah.
Nick has big feelings about Scorpios. None of them, I don't even know if they actually like talk about it. They're just talking about Twilight.
They probably didn't even notice the Scorpio part.
Probably not. Also, we should have left in the longitude and latitude or whatever the hell the degrees were.
But who knows where that conversation would have went.
Oh, you're in for a treat. You just wait. These prompts and them and the polar opposite of where I thought they were going. So. We're going to have to fast forward in a minute because they get on a tangent, I think.
It was the same as, like, when people really love to hate on Nickelback.
Mm.
And when you're young...
That conversation...
Yeah, we all did it.
I don't know.
Listen, you're young, you think you're cool, you hear...
Somebody had to step out and be real.
The trash talk about Nickelback.
Let it be known, they're a great band.
Well, listen, you know, at the time, I thought I was cool. Yep.
Nickelback is a great band. Setting the record straight. Right? Are you on the same
page? I'm tired of this misinformation.
Okay, good. We're all Nickelbackians.
I hate that they've been through such torture.
I know. Like, poor guys. Okay.
Imagine your whole brand being just the brunt of a joke.
I know. I mean, it's really worked for them, though.
That's a future episode is Nickelback's brand.
Yes. Yes. What happened with Nickelback? Okay. All right. Here we go.
So anyway, back to the prom. So we figured we could at least talk about fire protection equipment today. Yeah, we can do that. So we can get into that later. We've obviously fire talked protection. About the new moon. We've talked about the date that we're recording and the date that this is coming out. So when you hear this, there will be a totally new moon, totally unexplored.
The fact that Austin said, yep, we've talked about the new moon. No, you didn't.
No, you didn't. No, you did not.
They didn't even read the description that you typed in about it.
Did I put a description?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it said what the, like, it was from, like, one of the newsletters or something we're subscribed to or we looked up.
Oh, I don't know. But still, yeah, they're like, ooh, check mark, talked about the new moon. No, we talked about Twilight and Nickelback.
Okay, right.
Got it. All right.
I'm sure, because the old one, this new one will be totally untouched, supposedly.
Hmm.
So the other prompts, what does woo mean to us?
Here we go.
So, of course, the ladies.
The ladies.
I mean, work life woo, right?
Yeah.
They're into the woo.
What is. Woo is a. What does it mean? Astronomical mess?
Okay. Also, Nick uses the word astronomical for like 5 times in Austin. It goes right over his head. And then finally, you'll hear Nick go, "Did you not get the sticker, bro?"
Austin hasn't even seen the stickers.
He'll talk about it. He's like, "I don't even know if Summer has them."
Aww.
Okay.
It's a bit of astrology, a bit of work life balance, a bit of woo woo to help us understand all of that.
This part makes my heart flutter because I'm like, he like listens, yeah. And it's kind of cute, yeah. But this is the part I think where I ended up calling you while I was listening, and I'm like, you're gonna be so proud of Austin.
Okay. Aww. All right,
what about you? Yeah, but like, what does the word woo mean?
Woo is kind of like when you go on a roller coaster, but
woo.
That is what you say, that's what I say.
I'm actually not in this context.
I'm more of a wee kind of guy.
You know, wee or woo.
Yeah,
like a wee woo.
Like when I'm on a
roller coaster. Wee! I'm more of a wee!
And then all I can see is the freaking Gerald's Tires billboard that's like, wee! Yes. Just having a good time! Or whatever, whatever.
And it's like.
Yeah, like a roller coaster. Oh my god, that was great.
Wee!
Wee! Okay, and then they go, yeah, you'll see.
I'm more of a wee kind of guy.
Close to what it means to me. What does woo mean to me?
What is woo woo?
I often describe the ladies as a little bit woo woo.
Yeah, so
because they are.
The ladies.
Woo to me.
We're just ladies.
I guess I think of woo as an umbrella term for pseudoscience and.
Austin?
Yeah, like
this is what gets me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about this for a second.
Yeah,
Austin made me just in life made me liberal, and then now that I'm there, he's like,
it's too much for me.
Yes, and then he made me. I wouldn't say woo, but like he's the one. He's the one with the crystals,
all the crystals,
and like all into the Anunnakis and science and all of this stuff.
I know.
And then whenever I lean into it, he's like, "It's too far."
It's like, whoa,
yeah,
not cool, Summer. Oh like, my god,
it's weird. Almost like the like high school experience where like when everyone starts doing something and then you're like, nah,
you mean,
I'm
like
not
the Nickelback
into-
experience.
Yes,
like full circle. Oh my god,
Austin.
Okay.
Pseudoscience, anything unexplainable,
yeah,
right? Or I don't know if like paranormal would fit into that category.
Yeah, a little bit.
Bigfoot.
Okay.
Chupacabra.
Yeah. Santa Claus.
The amount of work that he does, and then you go to the mall
and
you
still
see
fat.
Him. Well, yeah, he's still fat, but you go to the mall and you see him, and you're like. He's there for like 8 hours at the mall, and he still manages to lead a team of, who knows, thousands of elves, right? Like, could you imagine running a corporation that size and spending all your time at the mall?
Yeah.
And like, bouncing between both.
Talk about an entrepreneur. Santa Claus. Could you imagine? That's what we should have been like. Yeah, that's what we do, Austin. That is us. We are Santa.
He literally works so hard and still shows up at the mall.
I know.
Me.
Gosh. Yeah. Seriously.
All over the world. When he should be running this, like, international, you know, corporation, basically.
They keep wanting to, like, I think this is the part where they forget what they named our people.
Oh, the Woosters,
yeah.
And the Woo Crew.
And the Woo Crew, yeah. All right.
It's like we work, but we're going to work on it. Woo clan?
How did they forget to
know? That's what we just said.
I forgot what we called it.
Woos.
Come on, boys.
I said Woosters, but that's
it's the Woo Crew.
Woo Crew.
The Woo Crew. All
right. So, yeah, I actually put Wood Frog up there because I was tall enough to do it.
Wait,
Summer
you
wasn't.
Did it?
Yeah, I put it up there. She told, well, instructed to.
And you didn't ask questions?
No, she said it was something about, what was it? Like prosperity, you know, whatever.
Yeah, actually, you're right. It was about prosperity.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, so what did you tell him it was?
Money coming in.
Money coming in. Yeah, I told Nick the same thing. Uh-huh. And I said, if you face it one direction, money comes in. If you face the other, money goes out.
Yeah.
So in one ear, out the other, apparently.
Yeah.
Didn't remember what I said.
Right. Something, you know.
But they're kind of on.
That's usually what all this stuff is about, right? It's prosperity.
No, Austin. I guess good fortune.
Good fortune, but no.
Yeah.
No. That's where this is the overall theme that they get into. I was telling you about is like money.
See, that's what I know over time they're going to learn and they're, I'm saying they're going to learn and they have learned so much.
They have.
But
yes.
This is what I tell Austin is like, and it just doesn't click because he isn't doing enough research himself, but it's like about living in alignment and you know, like getting the most out of life and, but you know.
The best is yet to come. Wait till you hear your husband talk.
Okay.
It's going to be so good.
Like a lot of money. Yes. And that's what we're going to be very, that's what we're waiting for. I'm waiting for that frog to do its work. And
that's the spirit.
Yeah, well, you know.
Ew.
That's just something we're going to have to work through as a team. So what does woo mean to us? I think we pretty solidly answered that question at Woo Crew. And then the next...
Did they answer that question?
Nope.
Nope. Another one not answered. Okay. Here we go.
Next question is, are we woo?
Is your real
question? This question doesn't sound like a woo.
Like the beginning of the podcast.
I glanced.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
I looked at them.
Oh, he did, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I glanced through. But I started reading them and thinking about what I would say. So, are we woo? Does that sound like a
woo? We woo. We woo.
I am by association. I'll say that much.
Yeah.
I don't believe after this stuff, but there is some scientific...
Pause, because I just had a thing. Our question was, are we woo? And then they just had a whole conversation about we woo. Isn't that weird? We predicted that.
What?
Before... With the first question that said, are you, or what does woo mean to us?
Uh-huh.
And then Austin was like, I'm more of a we.
Oh.
And Nick's like, I'm a woo. And then the next question was, are we woo?
Woo.
We woo. Okay, now back to my husband being all, he didn't tell the fam, the group, the woo crew, that he is very intuitive.
Yeah.
And he is woo. So here we go.
Get out of the 3D, Nick.
Yeah, I would not consider myself woo. You're just woo by association as well. Yeah. I would
woo by two.
Yeah. See, it's funny because I'll be the first one to say that, like, I don't believe this stuff, whatever. Not strict, not outright, I don't believe any of it, right? Like, I like to think of myself as more science-focused.
Okay, let's hold, because I want to know, why do you think that they...
I thought we were just holding out of frustration. I threw the mic.
No, I know. No, I want to know, like, why you think that they think it's science or woo. Like, you know, like, why do you think that they're... I want to hear in your own words, like, what do you think it is? Like, why do you think it's such a man thing to be like, science?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we believe in science.
Gotta
like,
have the facts.
The tangible.
Yeah.
Is that just like an assumption, though, do you think? Or what do you think?
No, I don't think that's an assumption. I think I mean, I think it even goes to Austin's like spiritual journey, too. Like, I think he's there now, but like, it's been a lot of like, gotta have the facts, like facts over faith. And then, like, I think something just shifts where there's like, oh, there is something to this.
Mm-hmm. Which I know for a fact they've both experienced.
Yeah.
In more ways than one.
Mm-hmm.
firsthand too, not even just with us. So they just forget that part when they're all in their man zone.
Yeah, and it is funny to like hear the like love them, but the toxic masculinity when they're together versus when they're having conversations with us. Yep. I will say they are being more like flexible than I thought they would be.
They are. Yeah, they are. They are. All right.
Carry on.
So like mindset and stuff like that.
Let's
right?
go.
Mm-hmm.
Super important. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you could, and I say this to Summer all the time, she doesn't have to talk me into this. Like, it's a problem. It's something that I struggle with is being like grateful, you know, showing gratitude for things that I have and whatnot, right? Because at the very least, having a positive mindset, I think, is a great thing. And like thinking of things positively.
I
totally agree.
Okay.
Boys!
Boys, right? Like, we love them.
I was just hating.
We were just hating. And now, no, I know. This is when it gets really good, when I'm like very proud of them.
Mm-hmm.
But they do get it. They do mm-hmm. understand. I think mm-hmm. that's a piece that they can get behind. It yeah. seems.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's also.
But.
Life thinking about what could go wrong, and I think it makes me good and detail oriented at certain things like mm-hmm. my systems. Job and stuff. I think about what could go yeah, wrong, so
that's running off anxiety a little bit.
Period.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. But in general, I do think which makes you a hard worker, trust me, is better than thinking everything's not going to be fine, and even what it is, you're still thinking everything's not going to be fine. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm the guy who could be.
I'm the guy.
Have a boat, you know, ride a boat around.
Yeah, this is fun. This is good.
How much gas is? Well, not so much. I'm more thinking about like, something's gonna get stuck in that crop. Oh, we're gonna get stranded out.
That'll ruin every single situation.
You know what?
But, you know, this is a learned skill to overcome that.
Aww.
It takes therapy. It takes lessons. It takes a little bit of woo. And I know.
I know. Oh my gosh, wait. Props again, right? It takes therapy. I'm like, yes, sir, it does. Look at that. This is, I think, like why at the end of all of this, I don't know what Austin said, but Nick was like, that was really cool. Like, aww. I learned a lot about myself and about mm-hmm. Austin.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah. He had a lot of really good things to say.
Emily's like that. I know exactly Stevie. Where it came from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, definitely the way I was raised. Father was the exact same way. He was never chill. He was never having fun. If you tell him you're gonna go do something, he's gonna say, "Oh,
what could go wrong?"
Literally. Yeah. Fun fact: his mm-hmm. grandfather was the first person I ever worked for in an office outside of high school.
Oh, I feel like, yeah, I remember you saying this.
Yeah, so I, as soon as I graduated high school, graduated early, and as soon as I graduated high school, I went to work in his family's business office, and mm-hmm. me and his grandfather and uncle worked together every day.
No.
And his grandfather thought he was training me on how to use a computer, but he actually just shoved popcorn in his face like while we were working together on the same computer while he was training me, quote unquote,
oh,
air quotes, would shove popcorn into his face and then it just scribbled.
It's cute.
But and then when he typed, when he was again air quote training me, was like this.
Oh my god, she's using her pointer finger.
And I was like, yeah, you're training
that's
me.
You do it.
But he did train me how to use QuickBooks. He was the one that taught me. Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Pop, or Grandpapa Randall.
Papaw.
Papaw. Yeah. All right.
There were, you know, in that one time that he was right, kept him going down that same path. Yeah. That one time you get a flat tire, you'd be like,
yeah, right all the time, which is annoying. I mean, like, as a kid, it reaffirmed in my head, like, he knows, you know, like, I felt like he knows what's going on. I should pay attention to what could go wrong so I can prepare for it. And I think it's good to be prepared. You know, I like having, you know, redundancy set up in my life and whatever I can, but there's a fine line between preparedness and paranoia, right?
Absolutely.
But I do find the more prepared I am.
Perfect segue.
Mm-hmm.
The more I can. Like, I'll use like a road trip for an example, right? I'm not one of those people that just hits the road and like, ah, everything's gonna be fine. You know, like if I
well, if you did, you'd also be kind of a psychopath.
Well, yeah,
you gotta at least consider.
But you know,
call me a psychopath. I'm 100% hit the road, needing an oil change, needing gas, haven't eaten for the day.
But we're here. We're going. It's fine. We'll figure it out.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and Austin talks about like you guys have a friend like this. Yeah. Yeah.
Like everything's gonna be fine. I think from an outside perspective, it looks easy, but they may have the same amount of issues, if not more, because they're not prepared. They're not considering what could go wrong.
Well, that's the thing.
You don't have to worry about it, but you should at least consider.
Yeah. But
and that's our job as men. Yeah.
Oh Lord.
You know, I do know people who are just cruise through life, and they're like, ah, everything will be fine. And then when something goes wrong, they're like, well, I guess I'll deal with it now. To me, it sounds terribly chaotic.
I don't know anybody in our generation or younger that operates like that. I think our parents' generation.
Oh, we have a good friend that's like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I always think we
just kind of, she's just kind of laughing about it all.
Dude. Yeah, like nothing. Never has a care in the world.
You kind of envy that a little bit.
Yeah, but it's only in those like moments.
I think that you can take lessons from people like that, but you don't have to completely change your life that way.
Why doesn't Nick talk like, I mean, like, get insightful like this all the time?
Right? I know.
He's actually very, I mean, not actually, but it's just because him and Austin are so, like, sarcastic when they're together. Mm-hmm. But when they're actually, like, talking about things, he's very emotionally insightful.
I know. This is the side of him that I feel like I see a lot.
Yeah.
I get to see a lot. Mm-hmm. And we've had these conversations about it. But as I told him, I'm like, babe, you sound... like
very emotionally mature.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was just
aware
like in tune. I'm like, and this is why I fell in love with him in the first place. He's always been like this. Mm-hmm. It's nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
Like he and I contribute it to being, you know, he has an older sister.
Yeah.
He's always been in touch with this feminine side. Mm-hmm. Like they are very close. Mm-hmm. You know, and then like how he was brought up with his mom and like mm-hmm. very much so loving kind of vibe.
Yeah.
And it's always been in him.
Mm-hmm.
So, Nick, if you're listening, give yourself more credit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
People want to hear what you have to say.
Mm.
But thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your husband's knocking it out, too. I'm just like I told you, I was like, oh, I'm so proud.
Of course, like, I know that side of, just like I was just saying about Nick, I know that side of Austin, but it's cool to, like,
mm-hmm.
hear the, like, Austin will talk to whoever about whatever.
I feel like, I know Austin. I feel like Austin is Austin mm-hmm. through and through.
But Nick can be more, I don't even want to say shy, but like he just doesn't talk about these things very much. So to hear him like talk about it. It's like,
mm-hmm. I know. Like, oh, he listens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. I wish I could take a little. I'm trying to take a little bit.
Listen to everybody and everything, what they have to say, and then make your own judgment. That is what I've done. Make a decision based on the information given to me. That is what I've done. You have no. It'd be kind of weird if you just decided, fuck it, and never work on yourself.
Yeah, that's true. But then I guess what I'm saying is like some things, is it worth working on, or is the energy better spent just dealing with it and working on something else?
We should ask.
I guess it depends on.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Nick. Go to therapy, Austin.
Ask a therapist.
Go to therapy, Austin.
Okay, let's pause because I feel like we need a recap now. They've just finished the woo section.
Mm-hmm.
And they've, like, very well not answered any of the questions. Like, I don't know. But still, still doing okay.
Yeah, they're still staying, hovering the topics.
Yeah, ish. I'm like, okay. And so now we're going to get into... we brought them on the podcast to talk about two different topics that we thought would be really great for everyone. And what was Austin's topic?
Proactive versus reactive energy.
Yeah. And he like talked about, or he learned it in a book.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. And then I learned of Nick's topic I gave him, which was presenteeism. I learned this from him like years ago when he was giving a talk at his work, like a training, and for some reason I've just like clung to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, should we share like why we asked them to talk on this? Like why we thought it would be good? Because they do not cover it like at all.
Well, yeah, I guess for Austin, because he just, first off, he pulled a summer. He finished a book. Woo! And then was excited about the topics of the book and excitedly shared them with me in the same way that I do with him every single day. And so it made me excited because I know what it feels like to learn something new and then want to share it with people.
Yeah. Yeah. And like when I learned of proactive versus reactive, it was in the 7 Habits of a Highly Effective Person, mm-hmm. Stephen Covey. So it sounded very like Austin does go into great detail mm-hmm. over the entire book. But I think like, and you tell me, but when I gave Nick this topic and I could have done a better job at guiding him with my questions, mm-hmm. I thought like they could relate it to like everyday life, mm-hmm. but they totally related it just to their job.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
Okay. We'll see.
All right. Where are we?
So overall topic. So we've gone through basically all their general prompts, right?
No.
Oh, we have one more. What is it like to be married to women who are far smarter than and more advanced than us? Well, I'll say right now it's really tough. Yeah.
So hard.
So basically, what is it like to be married to women who are far smarter than we are?
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. I mean, yeah, let's talk about the men.
Proactive versus reactive.
The dumber men.
And presentism. Oh, presentism? Do you know what that is?
Presenteeism.
Presenteeism.
I don't think it's spelled right, but it's presenteeism.
Okay, so you know about this.
Yeah, they're talking about my book.
Did you write a book?
Yeah.
Is this what we're sponsored by?
So I read a book, and it's the first time I've ever read a book. I had to learn how to read to actually read that book. Didn't know how to read.
Second joke of the episode.
So now that I've read that book.
Can we talk about, pause it for a second? Can we tell the story of when Nick and Austin went to Food Lion together?
Yes, I was literally going to pause to say that.
Okay.
Yes, go for it.
So at this point, I feel like Haley and I were quite close, but our husbands were still getting to know each other. And so we were all at Haley and Nick's house one night, and the boys went up to the grocery store to get some cake.
Because we need our cake.
Yeah. And Austin said that in the car, on the car ride. So to preface, Austin and I have been married for almost 7 years. And on the car ride, Nick said, asked Austin, so what's the status?
it was like, are you guys, when are you getting married?
Yeah.
Or something is what he said.
Yeah. And Austin
didn't like, Austin just like run with it?
I don't know.
He's like, never. Remember.
I think he did.
Yeah.
But it was so funny because when they got home, I was like, okay, I guess I should say, yes, the boys were still getting to know each other, but I feel like Nick knew me pretty well.
Yeah. And I would be like, Summer and her husband.
Yeah.
Husband Austin. You know, like her, like I never once was like, you know, like I would not. That was what I would say.
It was so funny.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it was one of those you had to be there.
Poor Nick. Yeah, he was embarrassed for sure because he didn't know. He learned quickly that they were married. Okay. Okay, so for the sake of like just this, like we'll listen, but yeah, I don't know if we'll see.
I said them to people in public and they laughed at me.
Yeah, that's why when you talk it's weird sometimes. Yeah.
So they're just talking about you teaching him how to read,
yeah. Making up a hole. Yeah. All for the bit.
Mm-hmm. I did read a book and they put it in here. So they're talking about.
Did we talk about this?
Yeah.
We talked about nature trailing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We talked about Vince.
Yeah.
That's how I know Vince. Yeah. Of Vince.
Who?
Motorbike friend.
Yep.
And then I remember
his name. Wow. That was Austin's childhood friend. How did he remember his name?
Circle.
Extreme Ownership by Jocko Willink.
I don't know. That was wild. I didn't even catch that until just now.
What in the world? How did he remember that? Maybe they were talking about it during the dirt bike conversation.
Maybe, yeah.
He and Vince rode dirt bikes together. I bet that was it.
Yeah, and then they talked about it on our freaking nature trail walk where you and I were running from alligators and mosquitoes the whole time, and they were just having a good old day.
They had the best time.
The best time.
And we said, take us to the tea plantation.
Yeah, and we're like stressed out, bleeding. Summer was profusely bleeding from bug bites. We're just trying to talk about scarcity mindset.
And this is why we're not walking.
And yes, we need to just not do that ever again. Okay. So, okay. For the people at home, what is the actual book? What's it called again?
Jocko Willink is his name. Extreme Ownership.
Extreme Ownership. Okay. So the book that Austin read that, I mean, would you recommend it to entrepreneurs?
Yes. Think? Yeah. So it's actually about like how to take extreme ownership. You would think would be in regards to like business ownership, but it's actually taking ownership as a leader. Mm-hmm. Here I go talking.
Oh, right. No, just but adding. This is good. Yeah. There is a part that we'll keep in, hopefully, okay, that Austin talks about why it's kind of cool how it relates to U.S. Navy's or the Navy SEALs. And then he talks about like why they're qualified essentially to be experts in being proactive versus reactive. All right, here we go.
But it's not just to make your business work better, it's to like keep people alive, you know, so it's kind of high risk.
Yeah.
And it's I don't know. So I think he has a lot of good stuff to say because it was kind of I don't know, battle proven, whatever. And
I wish he would just talk about the point of the book.
Right? Mm-hmm. So if you want to know how to operate a team efficiently, like all they do, they coordinate, plan, execute with small teams.
Yeah.
Like cool. They are minute by minute, while we're talking, they are trying to make a small team better and better and better and better.
Okay, so isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
That was the part I took from this. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I've never thought about it that way. Mm-hmm. Like obviously, yeah, when I think of like anything, Army, military, Navy, any of that, defense, like I'm thinking protecting, mm-hmm, being on the defense.
Like he was saying, like guns, explosives, mm-hmm, all of that. Mm-hmm. We aren't thinking about the
logistic organization of it all.
Yeah.
And how they do have, like Austin said, like it's a dire situation. So mm-hmm, it's really like they are the most qualified to be, they know exactly how to be proactive.
Yep.
And have to know that and mm-hmm, in like extreme ownership mm-hmm of it all. So I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that is very interesting. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Oz.
No, it's all, I mean, I think
he's setting the
yeah, and we'll, you'll see, like he'll Nick like loops him back to the question, I think, too. So
setting the stage.
So second prompt, let's see, talk about the leadership book. I did that.
Yeah, you did.
I did that. The next one is talk about how you implement this in your day-to-day work. How do you implement this book? How do you implement this in your day-to-day work? Well, I think they're talking more about the prompt, which is proactive versus reactive energy, right? Which I didn't really touch on.
Touch on it.
There's definitely some of that in the book. I feel like that's part of any like professional. So I've been yapping long enough. Let's hear what Nick has to say. All right. Go ahead with your prompt.
I figured you could explain.
No.
First of all, what do you think? I want to hear what you
okay
think. Okay. About absenteeism first.
Yep.
What is absenteeism? Well, I don't know.
What do you think Austin's going to say?
What do I think Austin's going to say? Absenteeism? When yeah, I'm not around and his heart breaks. Is that what he says?
Yes. He's longing for you because you're absent.
Really?
Okay. No.
Oh.
I don't know what he says. I'm just curious. Oh. I'm like, I can't remember what he says. All right. Yeah. Nick put on his trainer hat for this one. Aww. He's like, I want to hear what you have to say. I was like, oh, open it up to the class.
Yes,
Nick.
Yes.
All right.
I don't know the Webster's dictionary definition of absentee.
Yeah.
I know. I just learned how to read.
Why you're here.
First off, I told you I just learned how to read. So I would imagine absenteeism, right?
Right.
Well, I feel like that would be a mindset of like not showing up, not doing what you need to do, whatever. Whereas presenteeism, I assume, would be the opposite. So you're present, you're showing up, you're doing things.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So that's exactly right. When I used to work for NSAFE, which is an environmental safety consulting firm, I gave a topic, safety topic on present theism, which everybody thought was a bullshit term. But it is real. You can Google it and use your Webster's dictionary.
Okay, let's Google it, Nick. Presenteeism, uncritical adherence to present-day attitudes, especially the tendency to interrupt past events in terms of modern values and concepts.
Ooh.
Okay.
Got it.
I like Nick's definition better.
So, okay, tell us people what the hell you do. So, she says birds, people, fish, because in a very, very general layman's term sense, I am an environmental and safety specialist, like I said, at a chemical plant. So I try to protect the environment and people from the inherent hazards of working with chemicals. So in an elementary term, I guess it's true that I do protect birds, people, and fish.
Mm-hmm. He does. I made a joke on there. I put, tell the people what you do, protecting the birds, the fish, the people, blah, blah, blah. And that's what they're talking about. They're like, and I guess it's blah. No, not what I meant. I was just joking. But it's very important. But that is like for now going on like 7 years, like in year one, I was like, what do you do? Like I had no idea how to tell people what the hell he does, does today. I'm just like something to do with OSHA. Like, and then he'd get mad because he's like, I'm not with OSHA. And now I get why he gets mad. But he keeps OSHA away is basically his job.
OSHA repellent.
But Nick had so much, like, you know how, you know Nick. And so when he worked for NSAFE and his job was to travel to a new facility every week, he didn't know anyone there.
Yeah.
So to like what he's talking about, people are like, you see the safety guy and you're like, fucking hate you. Like, you know, so he just would always have this like, like some people he would go to and like, very nice people. But then there's like some people, you know, especially like the people who are working in the facilities who are like,
it's the agitation.
Yep. And he doesn't do well with that. And so it was like very stressful for him. And it was like, I can't even imagine. Cause like that would stress me out too.
Yeah. For
like going into a new place every week, not knowing anyone.
Yeah.
Also coming up, like people have that stigma about you and you're just like, I'm here to do my job. Like I'm here to try to keep you safe.
Yeah.
And do what I know how to do.
Yeah.
It's very fascinating.
Yeah, that would be very hard. That would be hard for me too. With my personality type too, I think that would be difficult.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you feel like people just hate you. But it's not you. It's just the...
the stigma.
The hyper awareness of it too. Like, okay, everybody has to be on their A game.
Yep. Like you're getting judged.
Yeah. Austin's dad has a lot of crazy stories about like safety gone awry. Or things gone awry on the job site. And I think that, like, heavily influenced Austin to be very aware of
safety. Very aware. Yeah. I know. It's almost like you don't want that for someone. But, like, at the same time, like, what Nick's saying, too. Like, until it happens, sometimes people don't take it seriously. But when it means a very serious thing.
Yes.
Yeah. But, and even more so, you probably feel the same way. It's, I don't care as much anymore about my personal – I care about my personal safety, but – coming home this summer in one piece. Well, yeah, I care about that, but more so than that, I care about the guys that are on the jobs that I'm in charge of, you know, that I'm supposed to be. What is it like being married to an entrepreneur? That's a tough one here.
The sighing? Did you hear that, like, the sigh? I was like, I gave him so much crap. I'm like, Nick? You should be elated to be married to an entrepreneur.
Literally.
Okay, this part's one of my favorites of the whole episode.
I think for me, it's been a little bit more of a learning experience, a little more eye-opening, because with Haley and with Summer, they are their own bosses. They're going to take care of their clients because it's their responsibility and their business, and they're going to have to put in the legwork to go to the brainstorming sessions and when they go to like their sessions with all their other entrepreneurial friends and networking events.
Oh my gosh.
Wait. Whenever we go to all the things with our, what did he say, our entrepreneur friends?
Yeah.
And they late nights. That's all they know. They're not home to make dinner. They're out doing something, networking.
They're just out playing.
Yeah.
Frolicking. Just,
yeah. Thank goodness. What do you say? He graduated, he got a job, and he got a wife. The end. That's it.
I graduated, I got a job, I got a wife, I got a house, I got a dub, I got a bearded dragon.
Hopefully I got a boat is on there somewhere. Oh my god. All right, Nick. Very standard.
Very standard.
Very standard. Oh, that part's good. Did you hear that? I'm not going to go back. He goes, she wasn't happy working for the man. That's what he said about me. I was like, oh, I love you.
Working for the man.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The idea of working in a commission-based atmosphere, basically, is intimidating to me. A lot of respect for people that can do it.
What does that mean? So, condition-based atmosphere?
Commission-based.
Oh, commission.
Yeah, because he always is like, basically he's like wanting me to have all retainer clients.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't understand how.
Branding.
I like to have both.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think it's fun to have, you know, the one-offs.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Well, especially in branding, like that's, it's just.
That's like my base project or product.
Par for the course.
Yeah.
That's my perspective. Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head with that one. I would definitely love to be my own boss, be an entrepreneur, all that stuff, right? But I'm not the kind of person who's gonna like quit my job and go do that and not have any kind of security, right? So it's tough sometimes, you know, and especially starting a business. Oh, yeah. I have a lot of respect for Summer. I see how hard she works and what she goes through. And the hard thing for me to wrap my head around is knowing that.
Okay, how do you feel about it?
I'm like rolling my eyes, you know, because I've obviously heard like the behind the scenes of like, that was like the cleaned up version of some of our more challenging conversations that we've had.
Yeah.
I appreciate it again, mm-hmm. but I mean, I don't disagree with him at all. Yeah. I think if I would have taken this route, if he and I weren't married, I would definitely have moved back in with my parents
mm-hmm.
and been trying to make it work that way, you know?
Yeah.
And so he definitely has been very supportive.
Yeah.
And yeah, everything he said is correct.
Yeah, I think it's more of like a realistic viewpoint.
Yeah.
And that's what I talked to Nick about afterwards. And
yeah.
I think in our recap here in a minute, I'm going to go into it a little bit more. But it's just interesting how both of them took the question and focused on money.
Yes.
Again.
Yeah.
Like I think I've already said that this throughout this episode now, but it's interesting.
That is interesting. That's a good point. Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah, we'll talk about that at the end.
Yeah, it does say be honest there, doesn't it? It sucks because I'm clicking the refresh button on Spotify every Wednesday. So as soon as it drops, you want to hear it every hour. Yes. My favorite part of the week.
Aww.
Yeah. No, I feel that. I feel that.
Full of crap.
Definitely does make me look bad there. All right, next question. There's one more hidden down here.
Oh, okay.
Say your intention for the weekend. I think instead of doing this, we're going to draw a creative whack pack card.
Yep. To wrap it up.
Listen to
here,
them. Mm-hmm.
So wait till you hear these.
Alright, so I picked a card from Roger Von Oaks' Creative Whack Pack. And, again,
sponsor us, please.
You know, bear with me. I did just learn how to read. So, believe in yourself.
You hear the knock of opportunity. It's a not disturb sign hanging off the doorknob.
Yeah, that is the card.
My intention for the week ahead is presenteeism, prosperity, friendship. What was your intention?
Yeah, I think my intention for the week I need to set as as being more organized.
Okay. Well, this podcast has been brought to you by LaCroix.
Yeah.
Drink LaCroix. It's...
We got to bump mics. They said that's what happens. Right.
Bump!
Wow. Hope you heard that. That was great.
All right. They bumped mics. Dear goodness gracious.
Yeah, I felt like I took notes about things. What was your, like, what was your takeaway from all of that?
I don't think anything was new information, per se. I think what stuck with me the most was his systems talk, because I just love that. And I do just really appreciate the, like, correlations we have and the similarities and how helpful he is with me with systems and things like that. So that was cool.
I never even realized that until he pointed it out.
Yeah. So whenever I was building out my first, like, multi-step automation, he helped me a lot, talking me through basically, like, troubleshooting.
That's so cool. Oh, match made in heaven.
I know. Systems.
I thought about, because it's kind of fun, you guys both work in systems, and then Nick and I both, like, our careers are, like, very, like, people-oriented. So I thought that was kind of a similarity I was trying to make there. Okay. Like, through and through, and again, I know I just said this, but, like, and this is probably just my lens of it all, but I'm, like, this is such a masculine energy versus feminine energy, like, example.
Yeah.
Having them talk and do the things, and then, like, so with that, I had down here, I'm like, okay, clearly we've pointed out their masculine energy of it all.
Yeah.
Which would be, like, what do you think? Like,
well, I guess because you've already said it, so it's in my head too, but like the finance talk.
Yeah.
But also the, we can't, you know, the, like, I guess fearfulness to show vulnerability, but they did it.
I was about to say, I wrote that down because, so they had their masculine moments, obviously. But they also had their feminine moments, and I put down the biggest one was, like, when they were talking, like, Austin was talking about taking care of others with his job.
Yeah.
And same with Nick.
Yeah.
You know, and that's very, like, feminine energy mindset. The fact alone that they are sharing with each other and listening.
I know.
That's feminine.
Yeah.
The sarcasm's masculine.
Yes. Yeah.
But – and then I said – just, like, them being self-aware.
Yeah.
Like, the self-reflection portions.
Dude, for Nick to be like, you talk about this in, or you should talk about this in therapy.
Yeah, I know.
So, such a big deal.
So, I really feel that. But then, okay, so then at the end, they draw a whack card.
Yes.
Which we used to draw these, like, back in the day. But again, this is the creative whack pack that I use for, like, client work, just to, like, open up different mindsets. How, I mean, maybe again, this is a stretch, but I'm like, do you feel like there was, like, some woo happening with them drawing these cards?
Definitely. I, like, whenever Austin read it, I felt this for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought, I looked at Nick and I'm like, you don't even understand how this card is telling you to, like, just shut up. Like, and just, like, be open-minded.
Yeah.
And, like, I want you to talk about what you feel like with Austin's, but with Nick's, with his being, like, here, the knock of opportunity. And it says, we taught them how to solve problems, not recognize opportunities. And so it's, like, focusing on the negative.
Yeah.
Which I felt like kind of was the underlying tone a little bit for their first initial instinct to go straight to the realistic, pragmatic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can often lean negative. And instead – shifting your mindset to then look at it not as a negative or not as a problem to solve, but as an opportunity to, like, think differently or figure something out, which they both do.
Yeah.
It's not like they don't do it. They just, for some reason, don't recognize it right off the bat or something.
That also was, like, the overlooming, over-lurching.
Look who's making words up now. Looming. I like it.
Over-looming topic of the entire podcast was to do just that, like, to be, instead of, like, fearful or worrisome or whatever, but to just, like, can you refresh me on the card?
Oh, this card?
Uh-huh.
It says, you may read all of it. Just that we taught them how to solve problems, not recognize opportunities.
Yes. So their whole, everything that they're talking about, proactive versus reactive and presenteeism, is literally about just that, I think.
It is. It's, yeah, problem solving.
Yes, problem solving. Yeah.
But, and they took it at face value. Mm-hmm. We're over here like, what's the deeper meaning?
Yeah. Okay. What's the sign?
Yeah, what's the sign in it? Okay, what's the card with Austin?
Yeah, I was just peeking at it. What concerns me is not the way things are, but rather the way people think things are. That's like exactly like the woo.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You what... make your own reality.
Yeah. Get out of the 3D, bros. Mm-hmm. And seriously, live your dream life.
Live your dream life. And Nick had a very stern conversation with me afterwards that night.
Oh, gosh.
He's like, but this is why you need us, because we are, you know, this is, we think this way. And I'm like, yes. I get it. I totally agree. You do need, we need you. Like, you're the yin to our yang, and I've figured this out.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just saying it's, and think this could like tee us up for what I was asking about earlier with like the entrepreneurial talk. It's not necessarily all about money.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I think it's actually like far greater. Whenever we started our businesses, that was not what we had in mind.
Right. And I think, you know, I'm trying to think through like how I thought about it. So, and I actually told Nick this, I was like, I wish I would have had you answer the question, like, what did you tell Haley the first time that she told you she was going to start her business full time,
mm-hmm.
and like not go back to a job?
Mm-hmm.
Because, and he didn't even remember, but I was like, you straight up asked me, okay, do you have a business plan? Like, is this, his brain wants to know, is it going to work?
Mm-hmm.
To make money, which, mm-hmm. okay, fair, because we have bills to pay. We have a life we want to live. We yeah. want, you have to have money to do things, right? But for some reason in me, that has never been a concern.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never been driven towards money. Mm-hmm. Goals, not up until this year have I even put a number to any goal.
Mm-hmm.
And just because, like, in our mastermind, like, we do that now. Mm-hmm. And I think that's important.
It is, yeah.
But, and I, like, joke because I tell them, I'm like, and do I have a business plan today? No.
Mm-hmm.
Should I have one? Yes, probably. I will have one eventually. But mm-hmm. I have it in my brain.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just funny how their minds work.
I think we have a lot. Sorry to interrupt. But mm-hmm. I think we have a lot of plans in place. Mm-hmm. We just haven't officially named something our business plan. But
right.
In terms of, like, the back end side of things, like, you have a lot of plans mm-hmm. in place.
Mm-hmm.
And have a lot of structure and...
Oh my god, yeah. I mean, we do have the extreme ownership yeah. model, I feel like, going on. Mm-hmm. Like, within the day-to-day operation of our business.
Yeah.
For sure. But, okay, so... Yeah, I think it's all interesting. But I do want us to end on a positive note. Like, give an ode to Austin about doing the pod.
Aww.
And I'll do one for Nick.
An ode to Austin. Oh, Austin, oh, Austin, thank you for doing work life. Wee! No, seriously, thank you, Austin. I really appreciate it.
Aww.
I don't know.
I just love how you, yeah, like you said, like with the systems duo. And then I think, like, I don't know, what do you think you did good?
Oh, I think he's a great talker.
Mm-hmm.
Very clear, concise. He would be a great podcaster. Maybe we'll have them on. I think mm-hmm. the four of us should do an episode too. That would be fun.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
My ode to Nick is, I'm very proud of you, as I already shared. And I'm very blessed to be your wife. You got me. You got a wife and you got lucky with me. No, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, I just think you should listen to Work Life Woo because you'd learn a thing or two.
Yeah.
No, I know. You know everything that I have to say. But
we're very appreciative.
Very appreciative of you both for yep. doing it. And we hope our friends at home got something out of it, even just a few giggles.
Yes.
Along the way. And, like, we're not trying to – ever poop on them.
No.
I just think it's interesting. It's yeah. like from like a behavioral standpoint or for like sure. a mindset standpoint. It's very interesting.
Also, so. Haley's sitting with like her therapist notepad in front of her.
I do. I have like looking, a whole notes.
Looking at me while I'm on the therapy couch.
With the heating pad.
Yeah. Yes. In
basically your service dog. Or your therapy dog.
Aww.
You girl.
Yeah. Thanks, boys.
Thanks, boys. Okay. So, yeah, we've got a few more episodes to record today. So we're going to continue chugging a lug in, but thank you guys so much for listening.
To work life.
Woo! Woo! I guess you're the Woo Crew now, or the Woosters.
The
Woosters Woo Crew.
The next sticker will be a rooster.
Yeah, saying woo!
Subscribe on Spotify. Subscribe mm-hmm. on Spotify. Subscribe on Spotify.
Leave us a review, as Chani says in the end of her podcast. Review. Reviews. No, I'm getting there.
Okay.
Reviews help us. They do. They help us like pop up quicker
yeah.
for people who don't know about work-life boost. So like if you can leave a review.
For the algorithm. For me, mm-hmm. Summer. For Haley.
Yeah. Which she said. Have a good week, friends.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.